I just think one of the basic things that people can do is start leaving their phones home. Don't buy, buy as few surveillance devices as you can. Don't use Google. You know, there is, I use the browser Brave on my computer. I use it on my phone. It doesn't use Google for searches, which has the additional benefit of, first of all, not giving Google money and power, but it also doesn't let Google control what you're able to see. It uses the search engine DuckDuckGo that's embedded in the Brave browser. It's free to use. Go ahead, look it up and download it onto your devices. And again, we have to detach ourselves from, you know, these surveillance methods and be aware of their existence and be consciously choosing to use as little of them as possible. And also, we need to be building our networks of interpersonal communication and trust. Rather than having all of our communications mediated through unelected tech oligarchs who don't share constitutional interests of Americans or our financial interests or share our value system, you know, our religious faith, as well as our belief in free speech and fair play for people of all political persuasions. I'm buying less things from Amazon. I'm planning not to be an Amazon Prime member when my membership expires. You know, things like that, basically in every way possible. Seek to detach yourself in as many ways as possible. And because if the more of us that do that, the less it collectively erodes the power of that these organizations only get because we continue to use their services. So I think we absolutely have to, in the age of COVID, speak to people face to face. Don't blast out random garbage over Facebook and Twitter, which are just monetizing your hate and your anger and your dissent and using it to control you. Have more opportunities for get-togethers around the table, coffee hours at churches, at craft times with friends. Focus more on the personal and less on, you know, letting tech oligarchs decide who we can speak to, what we can say, and what our really on what terms our relationships will be conducted.